The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, broadcaster, presenter of the Bellissimo Files podcast. John Faraday as well, presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk. You're both very welcome. Recommendations of what to watch. Emily in Paris we're going to start with. We actually have a little clip. Take a listen.
Luke's girlfriend isn't a Michelin inspector after all. She was fired a year ago and she's been pretending to be one ever since.
Why would she do that?
I don't know, to impress Luke. All I know is that you're not getting a star.
All that time and effort and money.
I know, I'm really sorry.
Would you excuse me for a second?
What are you doing?
No, les bras à l'ouvert, les soufflés.
Non. Mes soufflés, dans mon restaurant. Alors maintenant, tu prends tes clics et tes claques et tu dégages. T'es viré. Allez.
Right. So, Serena. Emily in Paris.
You're thrilled it's back.
It's back.
We had season four, part one drop about a month ago.
Yep.
And now we've got the final five episodes of season four.
Yeah. You warned me. I mean, sorry, you told me we were coming back and talk about it again.
We did. And look, I'm not going to tell you too much. All I will say is that there's a change of scenery.
Oh, yeah. It's Emily in.
In Rome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you why or how she goes there, but John, you and I were saying this is just great bubblegum for the brain.
Yeah, I mean, there's a line between I'm all about TV that isn't going to change your life, but it will get you through a bad day. It can't, but it has to be the right side of not being crap. And this is the right side of it. I mean, it's nonsense in a way. This woman goes off to Paris and finds or doesn't find true love and all. But it is very entertaining and it brings a smile to your face. And certainly to lots of people I know, they concur, you know.
And it's not just about Lily Collins. Like when it started, it was all about Lily Collins. Now it's about the periphery characters as well. Yeah, and Sylvie, who plays the boss. Mm-hmm. I love that she's getting so much screen time. And she's fabulous. She's fabulous as a character, fabulous as an older woman. Her wardrobe is incredible. Everybody's wardrobe is incredible. And the fact that this goes to my favourite city in the world, Rome. Yeah. Like Rome just, you know, you think, oh, wow, look, I'm going to Paris. And then you go, oh, I get to go to Rome now for a little bit.
Anyway.
Get excited a little bit.
No, I just didn't like it.
At all.
No. I don't really understand in this day and age why people would try to sell a TV show based on its location. You know, like it's all those locations, they're so accessible to us. We can just see them in a variety of ways.
It's more than that, though.
I mean, I can probably open a webcam on my phone right now and see Paris live. Actually looks like this second.
No, someone's living an aspirational
life. We've got a portal in our capital city to New York.
How well does that do?
Yeah.
And where is it now in New York? Apparently it's not in Times Square. It's Times Square anymore.
It's at the bottom of the
somewhere.
Hudson.
Yeah.
Just like fish and shopping trolleys going past it. It's the only theory they could trust us.
Well, you get
like,
more than that in Emily in Paris.
There is a place for comfort viewing in the world. Yeah. And this is definitely that.
And Lily Collins is brilliant. Amazing.
She's on Screen Time this week.
Oh, there she is. Yes, there she is. Yeah, she is on Screen Time this week.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Anyway, it's on Netflix. Second tranche, the latter half.
Five episodes. And do you know what's great about this? They're not long.
Four.
They're like 30. There's one, I think, that goes for 40 minutes, but I was happy to indulge them for that extra 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
So Lily Collins on Screen Time. Who else is on Screen Time?
Sir Ian McKellen and Gemma Arterton. I really find it hard to say her name because they're in a movie called The Critic.
Okay.
Which is a really interesting idea. It's based on a book, but Ian McKellen plays a theatre critic in the 30s. Back when critics had serious power.
They could make or break something,
They could. And he does it with wild abandon in this. And it's kind of a murder mystery. But what's interesting is I don't want to say openly gay because it was almost impossible to be in the 30s, but he flaunts it more than might be wise for the times. And God bless him, you'd have to say, but it gets him into trouble because he writes for a newspaper that's family friendly. And there's also an interesting story. It's the 30s in Britain. So there's this Mosley Nazi vibe coming into it. Gemma Arterton, it's a very hard name to say, plays this aspiring actress who, by her own admission, is only okay as an actress or hasn't found her voice. And she's become an actress because of Ian McKellen's critic. She used to read everything. And he gives her terrible reviews. I mean, absolutely awful reviews.
Okay.
And at one point she confronts him and she says, "I'm going to get better." And he goes, "Why, are you going to retire?" But then they may, let's just say, have to come into closer proximity together. So I really like this as a kind of... almost like an old style Sunday afternoon whodunit kind of British jolly ho ho kind of thing. It works on that level, kind of.
Where, you know? Is it in cinemas?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, general release in cinemas from this Friday, the 13th of September. Yeah.
All right. It's called The Critic, and Ian McKellen, and I butchered Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen and Gemma Arterton on Screen Time.
Sir Ian McKellen.
So sorry, sir. Well, Ian to his friends. Anyway, he is on Screen Time as well. Serena, English teacher.
Yeah.
This is on Disney Plus. What is it?
Yeah, this got no promo at all. I only found out about this because a mate of mine watched, and when he was describing it to me, he went, "This sounds interesting." It's basically set in a high school and it's about the teachers' lives in the high school.
Okay.
30 minutes long. Do you watch ABBA Elementary?
No, I've heard it's not bad.
Oh, it's so good. So ABBA Elementary is another one that's won a lot of Emmys on Disney, but it's about the primary school system. This is about the teachers in the secondary school system. To me, it was a bit of ABBA Elementary meets Glee without the Glee Club. Right?
Right,
so you've got that high school environment.
Remember Teachers? That
yeah,
show.
I was thinking
that was great.
Yeah, so this isn't like that though, is it? Or I
think
seen
if you liked Teachers, you
your
may
man from The Walking
like
Dead was in it, wasn't he?
Was he?
Wasn't he in Teachers originally?
Yeah, the guy who was also showing up stalking your woman in.
Yeah, the stalker in Love Actually.
We all thought it was romantic. Then 20 years later, went, that's kind of weird.
He's a stalker. He's a stalker. Yep. Stalker, zombie apocalypse survivor, secondary school teacher.
Yeah, yeah. But he, in this as well, the reason why I say it's like Glee is there's a lot of music, but it's not Glee Club. It's the soundtrack. And the soundtrack is like a 1980s soundtrack. It's a lot of fun. Again, I'm just really craving comedies. So I'm thrilled that Disney Plus is giving us some comedies. It's going to drop weekly. At the moment, there are 3 episodes available. You're going to like this. 20 minutes long. Like 20 to 25 minutes long. And they're good.
Speaking my language. Andrew Lincoln.
That's it.
Producer Claire. Anyway. So that is who we were talking about. English teacher, though. While we were Googling that, that's what you were talking about.
Yes.
That's on Disney Plus. Available now, or certainly the first few episodes?
First 3 episodes are available
three.
Now.
Okay.
I think there's 6 episodes in total, so over the next 3 weeks. If you want to binge, wait a few weeks. It'll all be available and it'll be done in 2 hours, 3 hours.
Wise Guy. What's Wise Guy, John?
So this is called Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's a documentary on Sky Max and Sky Documentaries, I think. So in a way, I'm the worst person to review this because I think the Sopranos, you know, isn't just the best TV show ever made, might be the best cultural artifact man has ever encountered.
Oh, wow.
Or woman. I just adore the Sopranos. So the idea that the brilliant documentarian...
Do you think if like, you know, we remember when Voyager 1, the spacecraft was sent off, we put things on it.
I will put
you
the box out
you would
of the Sopranos.
Just put the box out of the Sopranos and nothing else.
And I'm serious. I'm not, you know,
well, maybe
exaggerating
a TV and a
for
DVD
comic,
player.
But I like... above Tolstoy and Dostoevsky and all that kind of, I'm serious, I think it's that good. So the idea of Alex Gibney sitting down with David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, for 3 hours talking about how it came about, to me is just mad.
Sorry, this is
heaven.
A 3 hour interview.
No, there's other bits
this
in
is
it.
This is the worst type of podcast, but filmed.
Yes, no. There's all sorts of stuff in here. And there's, for Sopranos fans, of which there are many, there are some real revelations in this as well.
Oh, right.
Well, stuff like James Gandolfini. I knew he was always a bit of a trouble soul somewhat, but it's a miracle they made it through. The amount of times he said, "I'm done." The amount of times he gave them no notice and didn't show up. Right. Because it was all kind of on his head. It goes into the whole fact that David Chase was really, the whole show was about him writing about his mother and what a complicated character she was. If you're a Sopranos fan, you will luxuriate in this. And they bring him back to Melfi's office, the psychiatrist's office, and he sits there talking to Alex Gibney. But there's all stuff about rows he had. I was in heaven.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it in parts or is it 3 hours in one sitting?
No, it's 2 and it's all up there now. It was shown on Sunday night, I think. So it's 2 1.5 hour
segments. See, that I can do. Even if I'd binge it, in my head, there's like a, there's an end to the first episode and then I'm like, okay, I'll binge the other.
Where can people watch that?
Sky. So Sky Max, Sky Documentary. Whatever. If you have the package, just watch it now.
It's I like the sound of that now. Beats Emily in Paris any day of the week.
Once you're watching Emily in Paris.
Sorry, Strictly is back though.
I can't believe it. How are we at this time of the year?
I know.
Do you watch? Do you still watch? No.
No.
Yeah, see, neither do I. But I know there's a lot.
Don't look at me.
I was never a great Strictly watcher, but yeah. There was a good chunk of time where I would get sucked in every season. You know, maybe about halfway through, once it got whittled down a little bit, I'd find myself watching it and I would know who won every year. I don't think that's happened the last 2 or 3 years. I don't think I've got sucked in at all.
Me too. And I think it does come down to the cast. And maybe I'll do what you've done over the previous years and... maybe when it gets halfway through and I go, okay, now I know everyone or I've gotten to know everyone. There's...
Actually, as I say it out loud, I realise it's that my wife doesn't watch it anymore. Oh, that was what sucked me in, because it was just, you'd get sucked in. I'd try and avoid it. I'd get sucked in, yeah.
I just find it's at an odd time. It's a Saturday night at 7:20 and I just feel like there's so much going on a Saturday night that I forget to sit down.
Chinese food is showing up, kid needs a bath, that kind of stuff. No, sorry, am I oversharing?
No, but do you know what? I think Dancing with the Stars, which is on a Sunday night at 6:30, you're sort of in winter, so you're sort of sitting around.
You feed the kids on a Saturday night?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not just children, the animals that know.
All together.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're not bathing...
I would like to state that...
if you're not bathing or having Chinese, BBC One, Saturday, 7:20, they're all back. Giovanni Pannici's not coming back because we all know there were allegations against him that haven't been fully investigated yet.
He's going to Spain, though, is he not?
He's going to Italy, is it?
Oh, it's the Italian one, is it?
He's going to his home country.
Yeah.
And he's doing Ballando con le stelle.
They love all that shouting and spitting and things in Italy, is that?
Stop. They're allegations.
Oh, sorry, allegations, yeah.
So anyway, he's not back, but there's 15 contestants. I think that's part of the problem. There's just too many. But anyway, if you're a fan, you already know it's on and you're already
going to
watch.
So it's starting this Saturday?
This Saturday. So organise your shower.
I'll be washing
Chinese
the Chinese food in the bath.
Yeah, well, the dog watches.
Do you eat in the bath?
Oh, no, John, you don't eat in the bath.
No, I'm joking.
You don't, please don't tell me you have baths. Do you have
I don't
baths?
Have baths. No, my children have baths. I don't
It's okay for children.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
No, once you're over the age of 12, I think.
People swear by it.
People are perverts, Serena.
I'm not sure about that, but I don't find that relaxing is the problem.
No, you're soaking in your own filth. Like, I can't wait to get out of it as soon as I get into it. Yeah. Oh, it's
and
awful.
And I can't do it in hotels because I'm just like, someone else's bum has
And God knows what they've been doing in the bath, Serena.
Stop. Anyway, we'll see
I don't even sleep in the bed in a hotel room. I sleep in the floor. Safest place to be.
The floor is the worst place to be.
Where does the time go?
John Farley, presenter of Screen Time. Serena Bellissimo, presenter of the Bellissimo Files podcast. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.